Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, the almost, give or take a month or so, brand new president of Tyler Junior College, Dr. Juan Mejia. Dr. Mejia, great to have you with us. Great to have you joining us to give you your thoughts and just and your overall rundown of how things are looking at TJC, maybe for the next year or so, and also a few years down the road. In any event, great to have you with us today.
John, good morning. I'm excited to be here, and thank you for the opportunity. It's a wonderful community and a great community college that we have to serve our communities.
You bet. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. And Dr. Mejia, it's a bit of a tradition here. As the new kid on the block, as it were, we're welcoming you in for an In Focus show. We had Dr. Tidwell from UT Tyler in the studios a couple of years ago. Dr. Fennell, when he signed on at Texas College, was our guest on In Focus. So just kind of continuing a long tradition, and TJC obviously has quite a tradition in its own right. So we'll be spending most of the show going there and, again, looking at what lies ahead. Brief background about you. Now, you were already on the TJC campus when you were picked as the lone finalist for president earlier in the year. And before that, you had been in McAllen, the lower Rio Grande Valley area. Let's just kind of get a quick rundown of your background before you came to TJC and what's been going on with you in the 6 years that you've been on campus here.
Well, thank you very much. Again, truly appreciated by the invitation. So prior to living in the beautiful East Texas region, I was raised in the city of McAllen, Texas, where I attended Texas State Technical Institute, then the University of Texas Pan American, then A&M Corpus Christi, and A&M Kingsville, where I was able to complete my doctorate. Super exciting. Ended up being a founding member of South Texas Community College back then. So the lower Rio Grande Valley was one of the largest geographic regions in the country without a community college. And so it was the collaborative work of good people that said, we need education. Education is going to, there's a direct correlation between degree preparation and social mobility and regional prosperity, and served as a founding member of South Texas Community College that later became South Texas College, where I served from its genesis in 1993 all the way till 2013. So 20 years there at South Texas College. I served as the provost and chief academic officer until my good friend, Dr. Mike Metke, who just retired and was the predecessor to the role that I serve in, called me and said, you must visit East Texas, there's something great happening here. I did came by just as a visit, and that was about 7 years ago. After that, I did apply for a position and served until recently as the provost and vice president for academic and student affairs, and then just prior to the presidency as president for branch locations and district provost of the college. Incredible place that we have here, and really excited to be here with you and with our communities.
Now, when you tossed your hat in the ring as one of the prospective presidents to succeed Dr. Metke, you had some strong competition. I remember just some of the people that were picked as finalists were very impressive, had very strong records of their own, but and we reported this on the news, and it was widely spoken. When all was said and done, the choice of you as president of TJC just seemed so obvious to the Board of Trustees and to everybody concerned. How did that make you feel? I'm sure that you were honored by it, but in your own words, when they said, oh, this is easy, we have to have Dr. Mejia, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I'm grateful, grateful to no end. So you're absolutely right. The board, in their wisdom, sought out a national firm that would do the search so that this would go out throughout really the entire country. There were close to 90 applicants, and with committees of that included the community, the internal community of the college, and then ultimately the Board of Trustees. So to know that, to have the privilege of following a mentor of mine, who's Dr. Mike Metke, and to serve a world-class institution like Tyler Junior College as its seventh president, which is quite amazing to say, an institution that began in 1926, and here we are 93 years of existence, and to serve as the seventh president, which, by the way, happens to be my favorite number, is quite an honor. So I'm truly grateful to the community, the way many came forward and expressed votes of confidence, kind words, and now it's time to take the college to that next level.
Okay, and July 1st was your official first day on the job. You were named lone finalist back in the first part of May. July 1st, your first day on the job. You've been on the job for just a little over a month now. How have things been going so far?
Absolutely. So you're right. Your chronology is perfect. The beginning of May was when the board designated me as the sole finalist. And then there's a waiting period. When the board came together, the decision was made. And then there was a transition period of that month of June. And then July 1 was my first day in office. People have been very kind. I've already had meetings with our board of trustees. I've had to represent the college at the annual meeting of presidents that takes place for the state of Texas, and at quite a few other meetings. But everybody has been very receptive. The aforementioned that you names that you referenced, the presidents of the East Texas colleges have all come forward to express their support. Fortunately, they've been good colleagues and friends even prior to this appointment. But now it's our ability to work together and leverage and strengthen a regional plan. So as opposed to a silo mindset where there's the junior college, the regional university, and the health science center, and the private school, that how do we work together so that we leverage the talents that we have to bring the best to our communities and our students.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Dr. Juan Mejia, the new president of Tyler Junior College, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Classes for the fall semester start August 26th. Did I get that?
You're spot on.
No time for you to lose then.
No time. We invite you to come visit our installations. We're looking at a strong enrollment. We're having advising taking place, the early registration and time. So August the 26th is the beginning of the fall semester.
Okay. Moving on to thoughts on East Texas and the East Texas communities. Now, you kind of touched on that a minute ago as we were just chit-chatting, but any further thoughts on just TJC is really playing a critical role in East Texas and in the individual communities around East Texas?
So thank you for that question. When Dr. Mickey invited me to come visit Tyler in East Texas, I would lower my guard and share that it was probably not on my bucket list of things to do, but I thought, you know, he's very persistent. Let's go out there and visit this wonderful place. Well, all it took was one day to visit, the people that we met, and we've never looked back. It was one of those, I had a job, everything was secure, the proximity to my employment was 4 minutes away, all my family lived within a 5 mile radius, but there was something that was calling us and drawing us to East Texas, and so it was the people. The people's ability to have a vision to what this region is and what it can be. I've never been at a place, whether I visited or lived at, that is more philanthropic and wanting to do good for its communities than here in our great Tyler, the greater Tyler area in East Texas. There are a number of nonprofits, incredible people leading organizations. So I was immediately invited to serve on a number of boards, which I have learned from, and they've been of great value to me. They really have made me a better person. Among them are Leadership Tyler, the Tyler Innovation Pipeline, CASA, East Texas and Human Needs Network, the Chamber of Commerce. So it's been busy, it's been exciting, and really it comes down to great people that have a vision, and that vision is going to be vital for the future of our region. Another thing is to see a city, metropolitan service area, with a number of higher ed institutions here, including the additional community colleges that serve the East Texas region. We have an opportunity to do great things that lead the way for Texas and our country.
Why TJC? And we can frame this question in a couple of ways, and I think we will. We want to know why TJC for students, parents, and families, and again, I'm sure we've covered this in some degree already during the course of the show, but why TJC for you? Anything that you'd care to add as to why it's a good
Sure.
fit for you personally?
So the colleges that I've served at before did not have residential halls. They did not have athletics or cheerleaders or a marching band. And we were pretty much programmed that anywhere we went, it would be a place that would not have any of those wonderful amenities for students because they're difficult to run. But it wasn't until I came to visit TJC and experience the benefits that a college can have by having access to the athletic teams, to the band, to the cheerleaders, to the residential life, that I went through an entire paradigm shift. And I believe that TJC is uniquely positioned, again, to provide the best student engagement. So the three promises that began years back about providing a quality education, student engagement, and then that that service to the community are very alive and well today. And so that's the magic that drew me to TJC. So in addition to the wonderful community, the leadership by people that are doing great things for this community, a college that has been around since 1926, that has successfully launched initiatives that really go beyond East Texas, but are recognized sometimes internationally, was a place that was truly amazing, and I want to be a part of it. So at that time, I took an actual, I think Dr. Metke shares, I took a demotion to come in at a lower position that I currently had, but it was one of those that wanted to be a part of something great here in our communities.
And you serve so many people, starting with the student enrollment. TJC is by far the largest college in East Texas as far as enrollment is concerned. If I'm not mistaken, SFA might be up there, but how many students have you enrolled in the spring semester? 10,000, 12,000? Is that pretty close?
So during the fall semesters, which are the traditional where the measurements are taken, it's over 12,000 students. We're looking at that continuation of enrollment growth to be experienced here. Now, some people may misinterpret and believe that, well, they're trying to run it like a business and they're just numbers. And that's the magic of TJC, is we're not looking at the student body as numbers. They're human beings. I believe that the nucleus of society is the family, and the family begins by that one person that we're able to engage and connect with. So there are over 12,000 lives that we can impact in a very positive way. So that enrollment is part of access, is providing access to students who have an opportunity. Again, there's a direct correlation between workforce development and economic development, degree attainment and social mobility and regional prosperity. So for us, it's to do our role to leverage the strongest asset that we have in our community, and that's the people, and to get them appropriately educated and well prepared for workforce or the continuing of their education at a senior university. So when we do the math and add all the enrollment for the higher ed institutions in our region, it becomes an incredible mass of collective genius, all focused in our region.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify, we mentioned SFA. That's probably a 70-some-odd mile, within maybe a 30, 40, 50-mile radius. Tyler, Longview, that area, certainly the biggest as far as enrollment is concerned and growing, and we're going to touch on that during the show. And in that light, again, as we visit with Dr. Juan Mejia, new president of TJC on In Focus this morning, I'm John Sims. What is new at TJC? I guess the short answer is a lot, but there are certain things that I know you want to focus on in that regard.
Well, thank you. So one of them is that privilege of work serving in this new role. So the focus of it is we're in the final stages of launching our new strategic plan. Strategic plans are vital for business, industry, and to higher ed institutions alike. And so it's about identifying our values. I'm very excited about the values that we're holding dear. And that's about a one TJC. That's about an institution that cares, that empowers people, that's committed to excellence, and is going to be committed to integrity in everything that we do. So here's some non-negotiables for the entire college community. So as this strategic plan rolls out, it'll be a prelude to the reaffirmation of the college. So the college is due for its visit by the accrediting agency that accredits colleges and universities, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, the Commission on Colleges. So the strategic plan will be the prelude to this incredible reaffirmation work that's very difficult to go through and that we all have to go through. And that, again, we're until the final report is written, then we're still just kind of, we prepare as much as we can, and then we sure do pray a lot and cross our fingers a little bit and hope that everything goes well. But we're very optimistic because of the quality of and caliber of people that we have. So the strategic plan will be great. We want to continue with the focus on the student engagement. So you know about the 61 national championships by the college. We look forward to continuing that legacy. We have a new athletic director that's been appointed, Kevin Vest. He's coming in. We're excited about him. We have great team already there, so he will help to build on that. I have a new cabinet that will be helping me guide the college to the next levels and phases of the college. So each of those wonderful VPs will be rolled out through public relations and press releases that go out there to tell their story and their vision for the college. And then you probably heard about the Performing Arts Center.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The incredible opportunity that's going to be. And I'm sorry to be redundant and use the term incredible, but there are a lot of things that could have been passed down to a later generation to do, but they're happening now. So a lot of credit to a very courageous and visionary Board of Trustees, a commitment to excellence by the faculty and staff. So we're looking at what used to be the Weiss Auditorium, now the Rogers Palmer Performing Arts Center, that will be launched January 2021. So that's construction's underway. Our performances will rise to the next level. And again, we want to see our community know that this is their community college.
The Rogers Performing Arts Center, to put it in short form, is definitely something we wanted to touch on. We may go into a little more detail about that later in the show, time permitting, but I'm certainly glad that you mentioned that and mentioned it so prominently. One of the other things, and this has been going on for the last several years, little by little, I would say, and you can correct me if that's not the right terminology, you have been adding baccalaureate degrees. So the TJC is not quite as junior as it used to be.
Well, that's a good point. So years back, student community colleges by Texas code were limited to offer up to an associate degree, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense. It made perfect sense. Regional universities were developed, like UT Pan American, now UT Rio Grande Valley, UT Tyler, UT Permian Basin, and so on, to then take the students that completed their associate degree to move them to the next level of baccalaureate attainment. So there's we all know that when business and industry are looking to where to relocate, where to establish their headquarters, they're looking for degree attainment levels at that region. And baccalaureate levels sometimes are that benchmark. So what we did in South Texas, where we were the first community college to launch a baccalaureate as a community college. So South Texas Community College at that time was the first to launch a baccalaureate that was workforce driven, not intended to in any way duplicate the work that was being done by the universities, but to complement the work. So here it's really exciting to see TJC as becoming the fourth college in the state of Texas to have that authority to award baccalaureate degree. So the first three happened back in the early 2000s, and that was, again, South Texas, Midland, and Brazosport. And then every session after, every large metropolitan area was trying to get that baccalaureate. So instead of Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Tarrant, Houston, it was our very own Tyler Junior College that became the fourth college and now designated among the four legacy colleges in the state of Texas with the approval to award up to five baccalaureate degrees. We currently have two, a Bachelor of Science in Dental Hygiene and a Bachelor of Applied Technologies in Healthcare Technologies mm-hmm. and Medical Systems. Those two baccalaureate degrees are areas that the universities in our area were not going to be launching, and therefore we found our niche and a way to really complement the work. We're looking at rolling out a third baccalaureate degree, and that's in the area of public safety management.
Uh-huh.
And that will be the marrying of the police department, firefighters, and the EMS or paramedics all into one that prepares a rapid response teams of the fastest, most prepared nature at the baccalaureate level. So again, these are degrees that are not being launched by any of our universities. We'll always check with them. And I've got to give credit to our partner universities who could oppose and veto by coordinating board rules, but they've been very supportive. Therefore, our role is to support them in every way possible as way with the degrees that they are seeking. So we're excited to be one of the four legacy colleges in the state of Texas, having, again, two baccalaureate degrees, degrees in place, and a third one that's being developed and prepared. And again, our cap would be five, and our role is to never compete or duplicate what our universities have.
Mm-hmm. It's that collaboration, cooperation, you use the word complement the work that the other colleges, UT Tyler, Texas College, Jacksonville College, Kilgore College, UT Tyler branch campuses in Longview and Palestine. It's about working together, if I'm hearing you correctly.
You are correct. And yeah. Again, fortunately, the incredible working relationship with the presidents of the institutions, and then looking at the labor market analyses and identifying mm-hmm. Where there are needs and how we can fill those needs.
Okay. Along with all of this, a few months ago, we started hearing about a possible name change for Tyler Junior College. It was a hot topic for a while. I don't know that it's ever going to completely go away, but for now, if I understand you correctly, it's just kind of been tabled. It's something you're not going to be really thinking about too much, at least for the foreseeable future, even though it might come up further on down the line.
Sure. So when I was at South Texas Community College and we were going to launch the first baccalaureate degrees, the same commission on colleges that I made reference to earlier came back and said, in order to award baccalaureates, you must change the name. And that was the name change from South Texas Community College to South Texas College. Here, as we're preparing for our reaffirmation by, again, SACS, the question was asked, you must evaluate and assess that your name does not in any way negatively affect the student body that you have. So we've gone through that work. The board has been very courageous to have open forums to hear community. But technically, the name right now, by the way we have it, is Tyler Junior College. We're very proud of Tyler Junior College, and that's the name that we're going to continue to communicate until the board deems it appropriate to again go through another dialogue and assess that. But as of now, we're Tyler Junior College. I'm a fan of Tyler Junior College, and that dialogue has been tabled for later. And again, that will be driven by the Board of Trustees. Mm-hmm. My role is to make golden whatever name the board chooses. But I'm a fan of Tyler Junior College, and sorry to be redundant with that, but that's the name we're going to be very redundant about, because TJC has, again, an incredible legacy, and our role is to, with the name that we have, ensure that our commitment to the quality, integrity, academic rigor, and relevance continues and remains. And now, we do have a visit by the Southern Association, and we have what we believe is an appropriate response for the question about the name. And again, we're optimistic that it all will be okay.
Okay, indeed. Dr. Juan Mejia, new president of Tyler Junior College, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Going back briefly to the strategic plan, I know you're working real hard on that. Is there a deadline for that strategic plan to be in place and, I guess, what, presented to the Southern Association?
You're right. So the strategic plan, the target that we have is to wrap it up this month, because I would like to roll that plan out already to the college community during the annual fall semester convocation, which is the assembly of all the faculty and staff to really tell about our work plan. It's a state of the college to the college community, and that takes place this August. So that's already coming to closure, and then that's going to be messaged to the communities. And then that report, that strategic plan, will be included in the report that will be provided to the Southern Association on March 2020, when our compliance report is due. So while we have a bit of time for the finalization of the strategic plan, the reason for urgency on my behalf is I would like to communicate already the themes and the direction to the college committee, to the college community, this fall semester already. And that meeting, again, is really in just a few weeks during the convocation. I can share some of what we want to be. A focus on student success, that's paramount. So while many colleges talk about their great student success, we want it to be data-driven, we want it to be measured, and we want it to be recognized by the state and the nation that the quality work that's being done is really not just because we say it is, but because the data demonstrates that we are that institution that we say we are. We're talking about being engaged with the community, and we're talking about being a catalyst for economic development in our region by attracting and retaining quality companies that hire people so that we have good employment opportunities for those in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Going back to YTJC, we talked about YTJC for you. I'm just going to quote quickly from your website with your permission, tjc.edu, in case you want to research that a little bit further. It says that, quote, "We know sending your child to college is a big step, and we're here to help. Our small class sizes, affordable prices, and high-quality education provide a wealth of opportunity for your future student." And there's a section that's dedicated specifically to parents and families, and you sort of trumpet your faculty and staff a little bit there. If you go to that website, tjc.edu, you'll see it all right there, and I know that it just dovetails all of that very much with everything we've been talking about so far today.
It sure does. So we have over 50 student organizations. Student engagement, a connection to the college is vital. Students must make an authentic connection to the college in some way. So there's everything that happens in the classroom. And as we look at all the degree attainment, all the credentials of the faculty that we have, they really are quite unparalleled. They are scholars. We have an honors program of over 300 students. And then the organizations that benefit the student outside of the classroom, over 50 organizations, all led by faculty of the college, who are going the extra mile to connect with students. We have, again, all of the affinity groups, as the band and the bells. All one has to do is attend one of the halftime shows and see the magic of the Apache bells, the magic of the Apache band, our athletic teams. And it's an institution like no other. So as we're holding new student organizations, new student orientation meetings, as we have new organizations beginning as well, all of them are how they align to the student being successful. So what it means to the families is, how do I get the best value of an institution of higher learning so that my child or my daughter or my family member can complete their program of study and at the most affordable and economical route so that they can then continue to go into the workforce or to that next level of higher ed at a senior university to complete a baccalaureate or graduate degree. So again, TJC is a great choice for families, not only in Tyler, but the entire East Texas region.
Mm-hmm. A few minutes left in the show, which is moving along quite quickly here, and a couple of things I wanted to touch on, maybe a couple, maybe more, maybe a little bit less if we get to talking about one of them. The next place I want to go is the Center for Earth and Space Science Education. That is really maybe over the past 9 or 10 years, if my mathematical mind is working correctly, has become one of the keynote points of life at Tyler Junior College and for the entire community. And I know it was very much in the forefront recently when we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. It's something I know you're really very, very proud of.
Oh, absolutely. So here's a difference in paradigm. Many higher ed institutions really see their student body as only those students that are there at the appropriate age, that have already been assessed and are ready to start college. We see our role in every potential student should be at the college. So we reach out to elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and invite them to come to our college as often as they would like. So the Center for Earth and Space Science Education is really one of those hallmark opportunities where students can come in and you'll see the school buses coming in and dropping off little kids that are going and having a wonderful experience there because they get to be hands-on. You know, the value of hearing something, but to actually experience it, to hear it, to be able to touch some of the activities that are taking place in that facility. So the amount of traffic, and I say that in the most positive way, the amount of traffic flow that we get is over 30,000 attendees to the Center for Earth and Space Science Education. So that's in a yearly basis. I think the last time I checked, it was about 33,000. So this is, we've done comparisons to other initiatives that other colleges may have, and they will brag about a 4,000 participation, close to 5,000. We're at about 33,000 students, young minds that are coming in, and all of a sudden everything is made real. You're right, the recent incredible exhibit that we've had, and we've had astronauts, we've had scientists, we've had astronomers from all areas of professionals who come in and really convey the value of education and the value about that next level here for the state and country, not only for Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Got just under 2 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to have to kind of wrap it up here, but there's just so much we could talk about, and I don't know, I think we've done a pretty good job of covering the waterfront, more or less, in half an hour's time. I know that you were recently recognized by the Council for Advancement and Support of Education with a fundraising award. I'm just going to run through these quickly. You recently wrapped up your free dental, medical, and vision outreach July 29th through August 2nd. There's been a minority participation summer program that you did in collaboration with UT Tyler. There's that collaboration again. And we'll just mention one more time the work progressing on the renovation of TJC's Wise Auditorium and the creation of the Rogers Palmer Performing Arts Center. So a lot going on, and as good a reason as any to wrap up the show so you can get back to work. I know you've got a lot on your mind these days. TJC.edu, of course, is the website if you want to go there and get even more information about what's happening at TJC. But Dr. Juan Mejia, as of July 1st, the new president of Tyler Junior College. It's been a very informative get-together this morning. Thank you so much, and continued best of luck at TJC.
John, thank you so very much. And again, thank you for the time you dedicated. And if anyone runs into me in the community, please come over and say hello.
You bet. You'll be saying hello to Dr. Juan Mejia, our guest this morning on In Focus, new president of Tyler Junior College. That's it for today. But I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you again next week on In Focus.